This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. David Bowie has died just after his 69th birthday. Although few knew it, he had been diagnosed with cancer a year and a half ago. The recording artist and performance artist, one of the most influential and successful of his era, also took interesting risks with his intellectual property. You'll be hearing about his creative work this morning, but the BBC's Theo Leggett has done reporting on a notable period in David Bowie's business life. 19 years ago, Bowie'd issue his own bonds. He got a lump sum from investors, and the investors got a stream of money from his future royalties. Theo, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
So I remember covering this back in the late 90s when the news broke. The idea was someone was willing to pay David Bowie up front for the rights for his future royalty earnings? Is that how it worked?
Pretty much, David, yes. This deal was arranged by the Wall Street financier David Pullman. And what happened is the rights to some 280 pieces of intellectual property dating from before 1993, which belonged to David Bowie, were put together into a special company. And the revenues that they generated in terms of royalties were used to pay the coupon on a bond, which raised $55 million up front for the musician. So David Bowie got his $55 million, which he used for various purposes, like buying out a former manager, setting up internet companies, and so on. Meanwhile, the bonds were bought by the Prudential Insurance Company of America, which got a 7.9% return annually for 10 years. Not a bad piece of business.
Not a bad piece of business. Now, did other artists try this, Theo?
Yes, the example was used by James Brown. He issued a bond. Dusty Springfield, the estate of Marvin Gaye, did something similar. And there was a trend for it for a short while. But it never really took off in a big way. And the reason for that was something that David Bowie was involved in, the development of the internet. As music became more popular on the internet, piracy became more prevalent, of course. We saw the innovation like streaming. And basically, the idea that the royalties on a music recording represented a rock-solid income stream, that doesn't really apply so much these days. So the risk involved in something like this, it grew over time. So in the wake of the financial crisis, we haven't seen so much of this kind of thing because it is considered to be much higher risk now.
David Bowie, artist, musical innovator, and apparently part of a financial innovation. The BBC's Theo Leggett in London. Thank you.
Thank you, David.